Along with reading Megillat Esther, the story of Esther, rich with mystical meaning, hidden beneath the pshat, the surface of the plain text, during the holiday of Purim, we wear masks. By covering our identity, we may actually be divulging an aspect of ourselves we do not typically share. I often find this is true as a writer. My computer becomes a mask that allows me to feel safe enough to express words I might not say aloud, face to face, in the direct company of others. In this time of turning things upside down and inside out, like the ancient tale we recount with its many reversals of fortune, I invite you to join me in playing the game of topsy-turvy. Instead of donning a costume as we sit together, let us continue the process of unmasking ourselves through mindful, heartful awareness, the essence of our meditation practice. Find a comfortable way to sit. Close your eyes. Or soften your gaze. Exhale slowly. Inhale fully. Exhale again, aware of a sensation of release as you sink the heavy bones of your thighs into the floor, chair, cushion supporting you, and then inhale, lifting your sternum, expanding your chest. Exhale slowly once more. Inhaling, draw your shoulders up toward your ears. And exhale as you roll them back and down in a comfortable, relaxed posture, resuming your natural breathing rhythm. Perhaps a little more awareness of being embodied now. Lift one hand, right or left, and place it over your heart. For the next few breaths, just notice what it feels like to make contact with your own body in this way. Notice the movement of your chest as it rises and falls with your breath. You may even sense the beating of your heart pulsing into your palm. Begin to make small circles over your shirt, the skin, the bones, the muscles, the layers that protect your heart, with the palm of your hand. Notice what arises for you in this simple gesture, physically, emotionally, and in your thoughts. Invoking your imagination, try with the best of your ability to begin sloughing off the energetic, emotional protection, the masks built up over the years with each tender, circling caress. Perhaps a small motion, hand upon heart, will allow rachamim v'chesed, compassion and loving kindness, to gently reveal beautiful Esther, nistar benistar, that which is hidden in hiddenness, the point of divine light, godness, goodness, shechinah dwelling beneath the veils of story, be they formed by unkind words someone has said to you, or cruel words you've said to yourself, unfair expectations, harsh decrees and judgments you may have laid upon this lev, this heart-mind pulsing alive to the truth of who you, we, really are. B'tzelem Elohim, mirrors of the divine. We'll continue to sit together in silence for a while, witnessing what awakens, arises, and passes through the experience of hand upon heart, present to whatever is here with as much rachamim v'chesed, compassion and loving kindness, as we are able to offer ourselves breath by breath. If your hand becomes tired of the circling motion as we sit in silence, let it rest on your lap for a little while. And then lift it up to your heart, circling it again, massaging, sloughing away those masks, just to remind yourself viscerally what it might feel like if you could really wash away, wipe away the masks that hide your truest self. While it can be scary and takes tremendous courage to reveal our most secret face, our truest self, perhaps most especially to ourselves. Ultimately, I believe that continuing this practice of sloughing off, removing our masks, gently caressing our hearts in small, tender circles, seeing, hearing, feeling what is present, breath by breath, is a path to freedom, and yes, joy. Chag Purim Sameach, Happy Purim. I'm Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to Menucha B'Lev, Resting in the Heart, a meditation podcast offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire.